would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about with the Olympics going on in Paris and great stuff. Games we don't get to talk about enough. The handball, the field hockey, the badminton, the ping pong, unbelievable stuff all around the place. And obviously Simone Biles, what a treat she is, man. Just so refreshing to see her out there doing what she does at such a high level. And I was watching Grant Fisher the other day running the 10K and doing some amazing things against the Jamaicans and the Ugandans and the Ethiopians. Just an amazing, amazing sights for us to see with what's happening at the Olympics. And obviously other things are happening. Major League Baseball still going in full throttle and everything else. Mike, sorry, man. I'm rambling a lot, but the Olympics are here, brother. Good morning, my friend. How you doing today?
We're doing really good. Let's not forget about Katie Ledecky.
Oh yeah, man, Katie Ledecky. I mean, that swim was ridiculous. She left the field literally in the dust. No doubt about it, man. Absolutely amazing. You're right, man. So many great stories to talk about. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll link up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're just getting loose right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, when applicable, we're going to talk some NHL hockey. However, we also talk Major League Baseball, and it is applicable to the talk in Major League Baseball. So without further ado, let's welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
No complaints. Just got back from Colorado, having a blast, getting out there hiking and paddle boarding, enjoying the little bit cooler weather. It wasn't like crazy cool there by any means. However, the evenings were extremely nice. Could sit out on the patio, have dinner, relax, and enjoy ourselves. My buddy Pete just really showed me an unbelievable great time. I can't thank him enough. And, you know, just to mention it right now, I think he and his son are on their way to Montana on a great fly fishing trip, you name it. They're gonna get it all done. So if they're on their way driving right now, I'm giving them a shout out, saying what's up. Appreciate the great time I had in Colorado. Now you go continue that and have a better time in Montana. And now we need to get down to business here on the show and talk some Major League Baseball with John Poulter, man. I mean, what better than that, John? And, you know, I look at the standings all the time, obviously. I'm checking things out and watching what's happening. And we continue to see an amazing race in the American League East between Baltimore and New York. This is just absolutely fun, man. It's nip and tuck the whole way. And I don't see that changing. I really don't. The Guardians seem to have a little bit of a lead on Minnesota, but every time we say that, Minnesota goes on a 3 or 4 game win streak to just kind of keep their nose right there. And Kansas City continuing to play impressive, to be honest with you, because I don't think we expected them to be in it this far, and I don't even know if we expected them to be in it at all. Looking on to the West, the American League West, where Seattle back on top now, so that's got to make Mike Wilson feel good, because we know that's the part of the country he's from. The Houston Astros are hanging in there. They're a game behind. The Rangers because this division is so bad, 5.5 games back for the Rangers. I don't think they're out of it, but I don't know if they've hit their mojo, and I don't know if they're going to find their mojo before the end of the season. Let's start there. Let's talk American League first, and let's break this down. Look, the race in the American League East, John, this might go down in history as one of the best races of all time. I got to say, this is extremely fun to watch between Baltimore and the Yankees.
Yeah, it is. And you know, you talk about looking at a race every day, and that's, you know, living in an American League city, an American League East city, with a team that's just helping everybody else win as opposed to going out and winning themselves. So I take a lot of interest in that race because Baltimore and the Yankees are in the same division as my hometown team. But I talk about races. I think the only one recently that I can think of that was so close was that one 3 or 4 years ago. I forget the exact year it was now, but the Dodgers and the Giants went down to the last weekend. They were playing each other, and I think at the end of the season, one had won 107 games and one had won 106. That might be the closest one I can think of in recent memory to what we're seeing between the Orioles and the Yankees now, but nobody seems to want to stretch out a lead there. Somebody will win and somebody else will lose, and then the next day it'll go the other way around. They always seem to be within a game of each other, and identical records at 66 and 46. So that is certainly one that I'm going to keep my eye on, both as a baseball fan and as an American League East fan.
Good morning, John.
Good morning,
Hope all
Mike.
Is well up there. Good morning. Hey, look, the trade deadline came and went. Were there any surprises or either way in terms of teams that made changes, or were there teams that you thought should have made changes, trades, that kind of thing, that didn't?
Well, I think there were a number of teams that I would sort of put down as winners. And when I say winners, I mean improving themselves. And I'm thinking specifically Cardinals, Dodgers, Mariners, Padres. They were kind of the ones that jumped out at me as making the most impactful moves, or what appeared to be impactful moves, either acquiring players that were going to help them going forward or not having to give up very much in order to get those players. I think the big loser, and this is not going to be any surprise, I got to wonder what's going on the south side of Chicago. I just look at that team, and here's a team that's got the fewest wins, the most losses, the biggest run differential on the negative side, a 19-game losing streak, 19 and a half games between them and the next worst team in Major League Baseball. And these guys couldn't even handle, in my opinion, these guys couldn't even handle a trade deadline correctly. In my opinion, they didn't get very much back for what they gave up. They gave up probably the most attractive pitcher in terms of cost and what was left on his contract in Eric Fetty, and they got very little back for him. And they had a Crochet, who looked like he could have been, should have been traded, but I know there's an issue there with his contract. And Lewis Robert Jr., to me, was probably one of the more impactful short-term fixes for another team who's clearly in need of a change of scenery, and they couldn't deal either of those two guys. So I have to wonder just what's going on the south side of Chicago when you're that bad and you don't trade the few assets that you have for a good return. I think they have to be the big losers. And, of course, the Toronto Blue Jays traded 6 expiring contracts and really got back a bunch of minor leaguers, most of whom are at least a couple of years away. So that, to me, would be the pluses and the minuses in the deals last week, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. All right, so moving on here with this discussion and the American League, and we'll switch gears on the other side in a moment or two when we take a break, and we'll talk National League, because you mentioned something about a team not being able to open up a lead, and that sounds all too familiar to me, if you know what I'm talking about, with my Milwaukee Brewers. But we'll get to that in just a moment, because they still have a handful. The games, their 5.5-game lead, but to me, it's like they're not making the move. They're not making the move that I think they need to make. But that's beside the point. We'll get there in a minute. Houston Astros have been playing better, John. What can you attribute that to, first and foremost, and is Seattle in a little bit of trouble?
Well, I thought Seattle was in a little bit of trouble until the last two nights, when I see that they've beaten the Philadelphia Phillies 2 consecutive games. I watched a piece of the Saturday night game. They were down 5-0 and came back to tie the game and then eventually win the game. So maybe things are starting to straighten out a little bit in Seattle, but I've kind of felt they've been playing under the radar all year. Philadelphia, I don't know what to say about them. We talked about that last week, that, you know, if that lead gets down to four or five games, which it might do, and it has done at five games, that might become an interesting race too. But I think Houston is hanging in there with, to me, minimal talent. I mean, they've had a ton of injuries. The team is not as strong as it has been the last 6 or 7 years. But they're hanging in there, giving Seattle all they can run, give all of the money that they need for a good run. I got to think that's going to be a pretty good race too, depending on what Texas does. And, you know, like any other race, I think that one is going to come down to the games between the two or three contenders in the division. And there are some of those coming up later in August and in the month of September.
Yeah, and looking at the wild card just a little bit, it's going to be a really, really fun wild card race too. Obviously, you know, you got New York leading the way. You got the Minnesota Twins. You got Kansas City Royals right there. Boston Red Sox are pretty close behind. And then right behind them is the Astros and Tampa Bay Rays, who are five games back. So that's a good seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven teams that will still be in the mix of this whole opportunity at the end of the day. So keeping a lot of cities involved in this race is exactly what Major League Baseball is trying to do. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll get through the National League and obviously talk about the Braves, who are making their move because they're only five games back. And like you were talking about, they're pretty injured and banged up. The Brew Crew, 5.5. We'll discuss and we'll dive into that stuff. Keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, people, when applicable, we're going to talk NHL hockey. But, I mean, which I'm sure John could talk hockey all year long, but it is Major League Baseball time, and we also talk Major League Baseball. We have already dived into the American League. It is now time to get after the National League a little bit here. And looking at the East, the National League East, obviously the Phillies maintain that five-game lead, but as John alluded to earlier, it's shrunk a little bit because the Atlanta Braves just continue to play inspired baseball even without their best lineup. I mean, it's you got to give these guys a ton of credit. Let's be honest here. The Mets, they're hanging in there. They're seven games back and much better than what they've been over the past couple seasons. So kudos to them, but I don't know if they're living up to the hype that everybody thought they would have. But I'm impressed with the Atlanta Braves, extremely impressed that they continue to fight the way they do and hang in there the way that they're hanging in there. All right, let's talk Central for a quick moment. Milwaukee Brewers on top by 5.5 games. The St. Louis Cardinals made a bunch of deadline deals, and I'll be interested to get your take on that, John, because you talked about a little bit about the losers, winners being Toronto, but the St. Louis Cardinals are playing better baseball. Maybe it has something to do with their trade deadline deals. I don't know. We'll see what you have to say about that. Pittsburgh still hanging in there, too. They're only six games back. So got to be a little bit impressed with Pittsburgh playing the way that they've played. They haven't fallen off the wheel like they did last season. So I guess that's like a three-team race in the Central, with the Brewers obviously being the front runners. And you were talking a little bit about not being able to separate themselves, and you were talking about the Yankees and Baltimore. Well, I'm going to say the same thing about my Milwaukee Brewers, because I feel like they've had plenty of opportunities to expand this lead quite a bit, and they just keep hovering around five. I've seen them up to seven games or so, but to me, It's too close. I'm just saying that to me, I feel like it's a little too close. And if the Brewers have a little bit of a dive, well, they could only be two games up, and then we got a real race. So that's when things could get scary. Speaking of a race, I am so shocked that the Dodgers are not blowing the pants off of everybody, because we had so much hype about how good they were going to be, right? And I don't know, man. They're only a game and a half or whatever ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers for having a home game. So I think that that's a little bit of cause for concern. But with that being said, the Padres and the D-backs are both within five games, and we know what the D-backs did last year. They made it all the way to the World Series. So it's not out of the realm to think that the D-backs have a good, solid second-half run in them. Actually, John, when I look at the races in the National League, I think they're going to get tight, and I think it's going to get interesting. What say you?
Yeah, I think they're going to get very interesting as well. Looking at the three divisions, dealing firstly with your division, the Brewers, to your point, they just can't seem to shake those other teams in that division, and that surprises me, because to me, on paper, Milwaukee is still a better team than St. Louis. It's still a better team than Pittsburgh. We won't talk about Cincinnati and Chicago, because to me, they're very weak sisters in that division right now. I'm surprised the Brewers haven't pushed that a little bit more than they have. Cardinals certainly starting to play better baseball after having a pretty shaky start. Pittsburgh seems to be hanging in there in and around that 500 mark. In the last 10 games, the Brewers are 5-5, the Pirates are 5-5, the Cardinals are 4-6. So we haven't seen much change in that division in the last 10 games. Looking at the West, you talked about the San Diego Padres and the Diamondbacks closing the gap on the Dodgers, and it's now down to 4.5 and 5, respectively, San Diego in second place, Arizona in third. That all comes down to the last 10 games as well. In the last 10 games, the Padres and the Diamondbacks have both gone 8-2. That's put a ton of pressure on the Dodgers, who've only gone 4-6. So we might see that get a little bit closer yet. And the Dodgers in San Diego have another three games left, 24th, 25th, and 26th of August at Dodger Stadium. Padres took two from the Dodgers in the last week in San Diego. Arizona and the Dodgers, I believe, still have four games left, and I think that's over Labor Day weekend in Phoenix. The Philadelphia Phillies, you know, there's a team that we've been talking about all season as potentially a World Series participant, a team that can conceivably win 100 games, and all of a sudden we look at it and see that they're 2-8 in their last 10, the last five in a row. I mentioned how they unraveled last night against Seattle in Seattle. And, you know, the Braves, without their number one pitcher and the National League's most valuable player last year in Acuna, all of a sudden, you know, they're only four or five games back, I guess, now, and there's seven games left between those two teams. Three in Atlanta, the 20th of August to the 22nd, and four in Philadelphia, the 29th of August to the 1st of September. So in a 12-day period, those teams are going to see each other seven times. I think that may very well decide that division, Andy.
Good stuff, John. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, look, in the National League West, you got the Padres there sitting 4.5 games back. They got talent on that team. The Dodgers certainly have talent. But what's it going to take for the Padres to make this even more interesting?
Well, I think they just have to continue to play well and keep putting the pressure on them. And they're not going to go 8-2 in every 10-game stretch. I think we all know that. But they've just got to outlast the Dodgers. And I think that the collar is tightening on that Dodger team. I mean, we've seen it fail many, many times in the last 10 years, other than the one year they won the World Series. They have fallen apart somewhere towards the end of the season in a critical situation. There's a couple of times where they've lost in the championship series. There's a couple of times where they've had a really good regular season and have just come up flat in the playoffs. I got to think that the pressure is mounting on the Dodgers, A, because of recent failures, and B, because of, as Andy has pointed out, all the talent on paper that's on that team. Everybody thought that this was a team that was going to win maybe 104 or 105 games. They're not even close to being on a pace to win that kind of game. So I think that the Dodgers have to get a hold of this. And, you know, again, it's going to come down to the interdivision games. I mentioned there's four games between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks in Arizona, and there's three games between the Dodgers and San Diego at Dodger Stadium. So, again, I think we have to look at these intra-division games between now and the end of September to maybe decide who's going to win that division. And I don't think the Giants are in this because they're 9.5 games out, but, you know, that's a team also that is quite capable of going 7-3, 8-2, two or three times out of a 10-game span. And who knows? They might make this close yet. I don't think they'll catch the Dodgers, but they might get themselves in there for a wild card berth.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. However, I'm going to switch gears on you, John, because I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you a little bit about the Olympics, because we're all obviously checking them out. And I want to give you a couple minutes just to give us your opinion on what you're seeing. Team Canada has a hell of a basketball team, by the way, so got to be a little intrigued and excited about that. But just your thoughts on the Olympics.
Well, I got to tell you that if you'd have asked me that question 20 years ago, I would have told you I've been glued to my TV set. I've been intensely interested in what's been going on, and I've been following it closely. I really think that the time has come and gone for the Olympics, and I say that for a number of reasons, and I guess one of them is the political situation in that, you know, every city now seems to be fighting for the games and trying to make money out of it, trying to develop their city and put in a world bid to make themselves look like a world-class city. But I'm really struggling with the format of the Olympics now. I'm seeing a bunch of sports that I've never seen before, and some of them really don't interest me all that much. I was watching some indoor bicycle racing yesterday where a bunch of guys start out at the top of a ramp and they go up and down I'm trying to think of what how you would describe it now, but almost like a helter-skelter course, almost like a skateboard course. That, to me, is not the Olympic Games. To me, the Olympic Games is gymnastics, track and field, swimming, basketball, equestrian, that sort of stuff. And the other thing that I think is really starting to bother me now is that, and I recognize we like to see the best in the world in the same place at the same time, and way, way back, we never got to see that in the Olympics. But, you know, now I sit back and think about it, and I see the top tennis players there, I see the top golfers there, and really it's no, and the top basketball players, it's really no different than watching the pro golf tour. It's really no different in the Winter Olympics than watching the World Championships of curling. It's the professionals that are dominating these things. I struggle with that a little bit. I like to go back to the days when the guys that we were seeing doing the track and field were guys that had regular jobs, went to the factory every day, took vacation time to go to the Olympics, and you know, these were ordinary people doing wonderful things. Now we have great athletes doing wonderful things. Yeah, it's entertaining, but to me, the spirit of the Olympics is quite different than what it was. And I got to be honest with you, I look at it now through much different eyes than I would have done 20 years ago, and certainly through much different eyes than when I was a kid.
I love your take, John, to be honest with you. Fantastic stuff today, my friend. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Great stuff, seriously.
Yeah, thanks. My pleasure as always, and we look forward to chatting next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down about Major League Baseball, and then, you know what, giving us a real take from his heart about the Olympics. And you know what? I absolutely loved it. Great take from John Poulter. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing. Until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. Haven't done this yet all day. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, you know, I was thinking about what John Poulter had to say through the break, and I actually really appreciate his opinion and his take on the Olympics, because I've actually had those feelings myself at a time and at a point. However, I have been able to move past the thought about how it all goes down, and now everybody's sending the best of their athletes to these games, and I can understand and I can appreciate where he's coming from with a lot of the games that they've added to the Olympics, because they're not necessarily the traditional games that we see in the Olympics. But I also think, you know, to a certain degree, we evolve, we grow, we become better people, we become bigger, we become stronger, we start having more ideas about what should and shouldn't happen. And in that case, you wind up having more games or more sports at the Olympics. And, you know, I'm going to take a little different twist on it too. And I'm going to say that I kind of find it interesting watching some of those sports that I honestly have no clue about. So I appreciate and I understand where he's coming from. And I truly, truly liked his take about how he feels about the Olympics. And in a lot of ways, I have a lot of the same feelings, but I've been able to kind of just push through and say, you know what? This is the way it is. This is the way things are going. And I'm going to try to appreciate what I'm seeing, even though it's different. Your thoughts. I'm just kind of curious about your thoughts on the Olympics. And again, I truly understand and I appreciate what he said. And I'm with him on a lot of what he said. But I'm also at the point where I can say, you know what, maybe this is good, because we're getting more people involved, we're getting more eyes on certain things that we wouldn't see if we didn't have them. So your thought about the Olympics, where you are mentally, emotionally, spiritually, what does it mean to you?
Well, look, I'm pretty much like you, Andy. Like, I totally understand, and I appreciate what John Poulter was saying, because I do sit there and look at some of these sports and go, yeah, I'm not sure the ancient Greeks really thought of BMX biking or, you know, some of these outlying sports is like, sure, okay, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, but, you know, I mean, the Greeks could never, you know, foretell what was going to happen in the future with the games and all that kind of thing. But, you know, at the same time, you look, the other thing that I can appreciate what John said is the politics of these cities trying to get these games. And we all know that, you know, when the Winter Olympics a little bit back in the day, were in Salt Lake City. There was a huge controversy about how Salt Lake got the gains and the bribes and the bribery and all that kind of stuff. And to an extent, I want to think that's always kind of been part of it in terms of a city getting the games. And then, you know, look, in 4 years, the Olympic Games are in Los Angeles.
Yep.
That's hosted, you know, numerous amount of games. It's already, to me, I'm an LA guy. I like going to LA. There's a lot of stuff to do. I don't know if I'd want to live there, but it is a world-class city. It just is, regardless of what people think of politics and all that kind of stuff that goes into that. You know, John was talking about, you know, some of these sports that he's like, hey, this is not Olympic sports. I mean, in LA, we got to remember flag football is going to be part of the Olympics in Los Angeles. And once again, it's like, I don't know if that was really in the mix for an Olympic sport, but it is, and it is now. Like, what are we going to do? Like, the U.S. team, what are we bringing? Tyreek Hill, Mahomes, and, you know, like, all these studs from the NFL to do this kind of thing? Or is it going to be, I don't know how it's going to be put together, but it is going to be interesting. But as far as the Olympics in general for me, Andy, I like watching them. And there's certain sports that I'll watch kind of, not, I don't want to say religiously because I'm not religious, but I like watching in the Summer Olympics, I like watching the gymnastics, the basketball, the swimming, you know, the kind of the basics of it, right? The other thing that I really like to watch every 4 years is the men's volleyball, like indoor volleyball, because these guys are some of the most athletic guys that I've ever seen. I mean, they're all like 6'3 to 6'7, 6'8. They have like, I don't know, 65-inch verticals, and they're just spiking that ball coming at you 100 miles an hour. The athleticism is unmatched on a volleyball court with that, some of that stuff. I love watching the track and field, the swimming, especially the sprints, because it's just, hey, first one down wins. And like with the Winter Olympics, I'm a big skier, snow skier. The downhill is what I love to watch because it's fastest one down wins. There's nothing fancy to it. You just fastest one down wins. You know, it's all like old school when you're a kid. First one across the line wins. You know, but I enjoy the Olympics. I do. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to see all the fans around the world congregate in one city, and have a good time. And I will say this with the Paris Olympics. Can we just have Snoop Dogg as the official mascot for the United States from here on out? I mean, come on. I mean, Snoop is everywhere. He's having a good time. He mixes it up with the athletes. All these athletes are young. They know who he is. He's hip. He's cool. I mean, look, he's Snoop. Like, that's the name he goes by. You don't have to say Snoop Dogg. You just go Snoop, and everybody knows who you're talking about. He should just become the unofficial official mascot of the Olympics. I think Paris has done a good job with this. Olympics and everything, outside of all the screaming from Christians and politics and all that kind of stuff, they've done a great job. And I will also say this before I let you take over here.
Sure.
The beach volleyball venue is right up there with scenery, because they have the Eiffel Tower in the background, which is just unreal.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Andy, if you haven't watched any of the equestrian, the horse stuff out at Versailles, I don't know if there's a prettier, more beautiful place to have an Olympic event than Versailles, France. Like that, the scenery around that, I'm not a huge equestrian guy, but when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, this is gorgeous. Who wouldn't want to compete in a place like this? So you know, I just hope the track and field, when it, you know, it's already started to happen, ends the games with a bang. Like I said, I think the Paris Olympics have been a success in terms of that. So it's all good with me with the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, I've truly enjoyed what I've watched. Actually, you know, you were mentioning the equestrian. I started watching that a little bit yesterday with Katie, and she wasn't having it, man. She didn't like it. She didn't think it was interesting. And that was the other thing that she had said to me about several different things that we were watching. She just sort of, I think she relates to kind of like John. She was basically saying, like, this is a boring sport to be watching. And some of it was when we were watching the volleyball, like, it was maybe because it was indoors that she didn't like it. The beach volleyball, I find that to be very fun to watch. Just like you're saying, it's just the surroundings.
Oh, yeah.
You're out on a beach, man. Like, and it's a beautiful scenery in general. So, some of the other ones, like the 3-on-3, like that. Again, I get John's point, you know, like when are they going to say enough is enough? Do you know what I mean? Like when are they going to say enough is enough? We've evolved enough and we've changed these enough to cater to enough different types of people that we're good. And
right.
We're not going to keep trying to invent new games for people to play. However, with that being said, you know, these people work extremely hard for 4 years at their craft, you know, well, more than 4 years, but I'm saying they get the opportunity every 4 years to showcase their talents.
Right.
And to me, that's what's so special about the Olympics to me, is that we're seeing people that we literally know very little about, right? Number one. But number two, right. It's like they have this amazing ability and they deserve their moment to showcase their talents to the world. Like that is how I feel. And that's why when it comes to the Olympics, that's how I've always felt about the Olympics, is it's like this person's opportunity,
right,
to go out and represent their country to the best of their ability, number one. But number two, it's an honor and a privilege to go and have that opportunity.
Yep.
So like to me, that's what makes the Olympics special to me. And I've never lost that feeling from, you know, the days as I was a young kid competing in swimming and then watching the swimming events and just wishing one day that I would be there on the TV just like those people were. Like, so to me, that's what I love about sports in general, is that you see people doing things that you could only imagine doing at one point, but yet you're having this opportunity and you're going out there and you're showcasing your talent and you're doing it better than most people in the world do. And that's the other thing about the Olympic Games, man. To me, I'm sorry, but I know that there's only three places. There's only a gold, there's only a silver, and there's only a bronze, right? But Mike, every one of these people are absolutely incredible at what they do, and they've all worked so hard to have this opportunity to showcase their talents on television for the world to see. That, to me, is what the Olympics are all about. I hear the music. That means we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up the hour. By the way, brother, hour two is going to be heavy on the NFL, if you didn't know already. So all you NFL people, that's coming. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back into the people for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and obviously I got to thank John Poulter for joining us this hour. We were talking Major League Baseball with him and then got a good take from him about the Olympics and why he's not all that interested in them anymore. And quite frankly, I can totally appreciate and I can understand where he was coming from because there's so many games that we just don't recognize, I guess, anymore. And to his point,
right,
it makes sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. Anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour, bro? And obviously, like I told you, hour two, get ready to talk the football, the pigskin, my friend, because pigskin opinion, we're going to put you to test, bro. We're going to put you to the test.
You always like doing that. You know what? get something off. There's nothing really on my chest to get off except, you know, look, I've been going to ASU practice. That started this week. And I'll give a little shout out to my son, Zach. He's doing his major at Grand Canyon University is pretty much sports media. I have, Andy, you'll like this. I got him credentials for ASU now. So he's been going to practice with me and doing stuff and, he's eating it up and he's doing a really good job. And, so it's going to be fun doing this stuff with you and him. And, he's going to be on the field doing photography stuff and video. So, he's been doing a really good job and just eating it up. And, you know, he's your typical 19-year-old kid, boy, with all this, so it's been fun.
So it sounds like we may have an addition to the show coming sooner or later, one of these years. Could be Wilson. Yep. Could be double Wilson and Dorf on sports coming soon, man. I love it. That's fantastic. And now I know I got somebody who can fill in your shoes if you can't hang, man. Zach, I'm all about it, bro. I'm all about that. I'm just messing with you, man. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. A lot about the pigskin, baby. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm Tony Desiri, and this is... Progressive Insurance presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Tony Desiri. The NFL Hall of Fame game on Thursday night cut short in the third quarter due to weather, but the Chicago Bears ended up winning the contest 21-17. Brett Rippon threw three touchdowns for the Bears. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony, seven new members to the Hall of Fame, including edge rusher Dwight Freeney, kick return specialist Devin Hester, wide receiver Andre Johnson, defensive end Julius Peppers, linebacker Patrick Willis. Two other members will be inducted from the veterans class, Steve McMichael, who was part of the Chicago Bears' 1985 Super Bowl championship team, and Randy Gradishar, who was a seven-time Pro Bowler for the Denver Broncos, part of the famed Orange Crush defense. Bundle auto and home, renters, or condo, and save with Progressive. I'm Tony Desiri, and this has been your Sports Grid Sports Flash.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Like social media, the genie is out of the bottle with instant replay. There is no going back on it, so we need to make the best of it. Let's be proactive instead of reactive and think of ways we can improve on it. Time is the biggest problem with instant replay. Wouldn't it be great if replay was as quick and simple as it is in tennis? There has to be a limit set on how long a play can be looked at. Replay was meant to correct the egregious and not to be used to blow up a shoe or a skate to the 99th pixel to see if someone is out of bounds or offsides. If it's not that obvious after a reasonable set time period, those replay machines have to shut off. Also, can we please take the tablets away from officials and let the people at replay headquarters make the call? Momentum is one of the most important and exciting aspects of sport, and replay, as it stands now, robs us of it. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Broadcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It starts right after Memorial Day. The tingle in your stomach. As you walk into the bookstore, the supermarket, or pharmacy, there they are displayed, right next to the Men's Health magazine and a few down from Cosmo, the Athlon College and Pro Football Preview magazines, along with five or six other football guides geared to the football fanatic, the fantasy team owner, or the football pool lover. Like the swamp maple tree that has the premature red leaves, these are the early signs football is getting closer, but we still have a ways to go. And that's where we are now. The preseason kicks off in earnest over the next week, starting with the Hall of Fame game. And over the next week on high school multi-purpose fields, outfield fences will be disassembled in favor of goalposts. With just 17 regular season games in a season, every NFL weekend is an event. And that's why all of us crave the sport and why football in America is king. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Progressive Insurance presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Tony Desiri. Los Angeles Angels superstar outfielder Mike Trout suffered another meniscus tear in his left knee. He will not play for the remainder of the season. He had suffered the first meniscus tear back in late April, had surgery a number of days later. He was hopeful to return within 4 to 6 weeks. Instead, it took 11 weeks for Trout to begin a rehab assignment. On July 23rd, he exited his rehab game after just one plate appearance with the AAA Salt Lake Bees. Trout, who has had a number of injury issues over the past couple of seasons, has only played in 41% of the Angels' games from 2021 to 2024. Next week, the NFL will begin its first week of preseason games. Thursday night, Carolina will take on New England while Detroit faces the New York Giants.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about. Whether it's the Olympics, you love them, you hate them, you don't understand the games, you're loving the games, let us know, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. And obviously, Major League Baseball in full throttle. We're going to talk a ton of NFL football this hour. We can also talk some college football because I know that's heavily on the mind of my partner as well. And obviously, anything else that's on your mind is always on our mind. You ready to rock and roll this hour or what, my friend?
Oh, I'm absolutely ready to rock and roll because you and I both know football is basically here. You know? Look, we know that football is the king of this country in terms of sports, and it's always fun to talk about, and always preseason stuff, who's going to be good, who we think is going to be bad, who's going to win the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. So let's get rolling.
Yeah, baby. Kansas City Chiefs could have a three-peat, something we don't really talk about much anymore because it's incredibly hard to do in today's landscape. Hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. We will. We'll come back, and we'll rap about, I think, the NFL football, man. We got to get into that right away. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, 1-800-878-7529. Can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, might as well throw your TikTok out there, bro. You're huge on TikTok. What's your TikTok, by the way, bro?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I'm going to have to actually look it up because there's, like, numbers in it and stuff. So it's like, you know, whatever. I put stuff up about the show. Come join us on the show and listen to the show. And so far, there's about 400 views on there, which is all right. I will look it up here shortly and get back to you later in the show.
All right, my friend. So looking at the NFL, there's a lot of buzz, obviously. We know. I mean, it's here, man. It's time. It's time to start talking about who's got what and who doesn't have this and who's going where and who's not going there and this and that and the other, all that good stuff, right? And, I think about the division that's near and dear to me because obviously I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So to any of those people that are checking us out via Mike Wilson through his TikTok and all his other social media outlets, because my boy is huge. I know that. I know he's big. I know he's big on these social media platforms, okay? So I hope we got a lot of Bear fans. I hope we got a lot of Detroit Lie Down fans. Yep, you heard me say that, Detroit Lie Down people. Come on, get angry at me. I like that. I like when people get mad at me. But then we got the Green Bay Packers. And you know, I thought about this the other day when I was in Colorado, because I was hanging out with my boy Pete, okay? This is no joke, man. This is gonna, you're gonna like this one, Mike. I think I got a great one here, okay? And maybe you heard it before, so maybe it's not so great. But if you haven't heard it before, this is freaking awesome, my friend. Okay, so we're hanging out. We're having a good old time, doing a little this, doing a little that. We're talking sports, right? And, you know, we run across this team called the Pacers, right? Okay, so just do a little thinking here, my friend, okay? And I came up with this idea that Pacers actually is when people are misspelling the real word, which should be Packers. Got it? So the Pacers, the Indiana Pacers, are actually a misspelling of the Green Bay Packers, my friend. Now, come on, man. That is hysterical, right? Come on. Be honest with me. That's actually hysterical. Okay, so, but the truth is, okay, when you really look at the NFC North, man, I got to tell you, bro, there could be a really, really solid division right there, depending on the growth of J.J. McCarthy with the Minnesota Vikings, who everybody is hemming and hawing and raving about this kid, right? We know about the kid in Green Bay. He just got paid. So a lot of the pressure for him to go out there and perform is greater to a lot of senses. But it's also like, yo, I got paid. I can be back here. I can relax, and I can just go out and continue to do my thing. Then you got the Detroit Lie Downs, as I like to call them, which, by the way, last year they were fantastic, and they played fantastic football all season long, only to not get it done in the playoffs. And you know, I wonder what the second year of this looks like for the Detroit Lions a lot, okay? And then let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is the Chicago Bears. And there is all kinds of hype about Caleb Williams because he comes from USC. He was the number one draft pick. They went out and got this guy all kinds of weapons, but they didn't do that for Justin Fields. Hey, I ain't mad at you, but that's beside the point. But honestly, man, I'm telling you the truth. I look at this division and I'm saying to myself, this could be a lot of fun for the next 5, 6, 7 years to see the teams with their quarterback play. And obviously, the elder statesman of this one would be Jared Goff with the Detroit Lions. So their window, if you ask me, Mike, their window is actually the shortest out of all the four teams in this division. Am I onto something or what?
Are you talking about the window for Detroit? Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
the window for them to win.
Okay.
The window for them to win, I think, is the shortest out of all four of these teams, because you got to think, okay, you got to think in the future that the Bears will be better, okay? You just have to, and because of their quarterback play, and their defense is good, and they've gotten him weapons. And then you look at Minnesota with the wide receiver that they have, and then hopefully if J.J. McCarthy can start to be, you know, if he does live up to what the hype is, I think, actually, when I look at this, The window's closing on Detroit. Do I have a point? Yes or no?
No. Look, you have a point with that. You know, a lot of the other guys, like skill guys in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, they're fairly young. Like, it's not like they're these elder statesmen or anything up there in Detroit. The one thing that I will, until he kind of proves me otherwise, is, you know, when it becomes situational football, Dan Campbell can be like the ex LA Charger coach and just do stuff that you just sit there and scratch your head. Like I don't doubt that Campbell knows what he wants to do or what he's doing. It's just, if it gets to situational football, we've seen it last year, dude, that he can kind of, you know what the bet a little bit, right? And so that can be something that holds that team back. Chicago, you know, you and I have doubts about Caleb Williams and just how successful he's going to be. He may not even be the best rookie on the team. The other rookie that they took, Rome Odunze from University of Washington, that guy, he is getting rave reviews for how he handles himself during practice, on and off the field, how he's getting along with teammates, the plays that he's making in practice. And granted, it's practice, it's not games, but still, just keep in mind, just keep the name Rome Odunze in your vocabulary, everybody. The guy is going to be an absolute stud receiver. And so Caleb has some veteran guys as wideouts and who he can get the ball to, and he has a young stud in Odunze from Washington that I think if Caleb progresses, you know, like a lot of people think he will, him and Odunze could be one of those combos of quarterback and receiver that's going to be fun to watch in the future. And then Green Bay, holy smokes, what can you say? Yeah, you're exactly right, Andy, with Jordan Love. He's got his bag. He's got his money. Now he can sit back and not exactly, I mean, you know what I'm saying, not exactly sit back, but he can just concentrate on being a better pro, a better quarterback, focus on little things that lead to big things on the field. And then, yeah, I mean, Minnesota, yeah, let's see what they do with J.J. McCarthy in the mix there. I think Minnesota could, I mean, he already has a top receiver as one of his best weapons in Jefferson. So, yeah, the NFC North is going to be fun to watch. Both North divisions and both conferences are going to be fun to watch for different reasons, but they're both solid, tough divisions, man.
Absolutely. I don't know if you saw Patrick Willis also at the Hall of Fame. Very emotional. I was impressed, man, to be honest with you. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
People, it is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. You can obviously get at us a couple few different ways. I am getting some word through my X. Jeez, it's kind of it's hard not to say that, man. But I'm getting some people telling me they're trying to call in. So we will do our best to get to you. The phone number once again is 1-800-878-7529. I know those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing at Pigskin Opinion for Mike, and it's obviously Dorfont Sports for me. It's Facebook, it's Dorfont Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorfont Sports there. Alrighty, brothers. So getting back into the NFL a little bit. Oh, looks like we do have that caller on the line right here. We got Barry giving us a call in Phoenix. You got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind, man? It's your world. We're just a squirrel trying to live in it. So what's going on, bro?
Is there any doubt that the best division in football is going to be the NFC North? I know that's a wild statement, but just hear me out. Packers are primed for a Super Bowl run. They have literally 10 to 12 great skill players in their second or third year. So paying Jordan Love doesn't mean anything because they have all the these players on the rookie contracts. They're going to be great. Detroit's going to be amazing. They're a year more battle-tested. Both Green Bay and Detroit should have beat San Francisco last year, if we're being honest. The Minnesota Vikings look like they hit a home run with McCarthy. All reports from camp are that he looks phenomenal. His athleticism is off the charts. And honestly, Harbaugh just didn't want him to throw the ball because they had a great offensive line and running game. And then everyone out of Chicago, no-brainer. Caleb Williams looks to be absolutely superstar in the making. Tell me I'm wrong. Make the argument that the NFC North is not the best division in football.
Well, the problem with that for me is that I was just telling Mike Wilson how I thought the division was going to be great. So I can't really argue your point, except I will say this. You know me, I know you a little bit because we've talked about sports before, and the truth is I'm not as high on Caleb Williams as you are. Mike and I are closer to being on the same page. And again, look, man, he may wind up
But being what are you great. Basing it on? What are you when you say you're not as high, I'm not basing it on what my opinion is. I'm basing it on what the people that are watching him play every single day. I don't care what I think. I care what the experts think, and everyone. He makes every single throw. The guy's an incredible talent. I mean, if you're going to knock the guy because you don't like his nails or whatever, all that BS, I just want to hear why he's not going to be great. Because everything that reports out of Chicago and the same out of Minnesota, too. This is from a Packer fan. I have everything in my fabric wants Caleb Williams not to be great and J.J. McCarthy not to be great. I just think that both those teams hit home runs. The Packers did with Jordan Love. And Detroit is the best they've been in since 1957. it's exciting times for these football teams. So to that point,
I'll make a case, and then let's hear what Mike has to say. But so to your point, you know, when you strike it and you hit it right, you somewhat get a little bit lucky. And you know what? The Green Bay Packers have been lucky for 30 years. So they're like, they're beyond good at how they draft quarterbacks or how they acquire quarterbacks in the case of Brett Favre. With that being said about the Chicago Bears, you know this as well as I do. They've never had a guy throw for 4,000 yards in their history of their franchise. So could Caleb Williams be the first guy to do that? Abso-frickin-lutely. No doubt, for sure. And when you think about the numbers that guys are throwing up in this today's game anyway, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy, but I almost feel like 4,000 yards is extremely obtainable. That's one thing on my mind, because the history shows us that their quarterback struggles and isn't able to do that. Caleb Williams may be able to do it. We'll find out. Because here's the other thing that they've done. They actually went out and got the guys some wide receivers, unlike they did in the past, okay? So they've done that. And I'll give them credit where credit is due.
Their defense
is pretty good, okay? So their defense gives them a little bit of an advantage over other people, and it takes a little bit of that pressure off of Caleb Williams maybe to go out there and perform at a super duper high level.
Actually going to admit I'm wrong on the air. You know, you were somebody that was much higher on Justin Fields than me, and you've been proven right, because guess what? Justin Fields looks incredible in Pittsburgh. I'm just reporting again what people are saying. He's going to win the starting job because Russell Wilson was hurt. And he's looking unbelievable in camp. But back to what you were saying, they got Caleb Williams, who's walking into a situation where they're ready to win right now. So that's why I think that division and Caleb and the Bears are going to be great. But two things can be true. Justin Fields did not get that opportunity in Chicago, and Caleb Williams did.
So I agree with you. So with that being said, I think that the potential for him not to live up to the hype is greater than him actually living up to the hype, at least for this year.
Wow!
And here's
a great take, man. That's something to watch.
I want to get Mike in this, because here's where I think this gets a little bit interesting, because I heard a comparison this week that I think is completely unfair. Okay. I heard a comparison about a guy that had a great season last year. You guys know who I'm talking about, C.J. Stroud, and what he did with the Houston Texans. And then now you have everybody going, well, that's the bar, right? Like, that's the bar. Will Caleb Williams live up to the hype of what this kid did last year in C.J. Stroud?
Correct.
And Mike, for you go first here, and then we'll get Barry's take on this. Is that fair to put that pressure on Caleb Williams?
Well, look, there's already pressure on him because he's the number one overall pick. He's a Trojan. He has all these stats coming out of college, the Heisman Trophy. There's already pressure on him, and I know he knows that. The concerns I have with Caleb is not that he can't handle the pressure, because if you're the quarterback at USC in Los Angeles with that media and you can handle that, you can handle Chicago, at least in my opinion. The only thing that worries me with Caleb is that in college, he liked to kind of ad-lib a lot. And he kind of had to, because he had a bad offensive line. And we all know, you know, if you like to ad-lib, and unless your name is Patrick Mahomes, you know, and you're making no-look passes and all that kind of stuff, all it takes is one hit. It just takes one hit on an ad-lib, on a rollout, and he's going to learn real quick. Other than that, like, he has the physical tools. Like, he does. And you guys have already made the point. Like, look, Chicago went out and got talent. They did. And I'm sure Justin Fields kind of sat back and went, where the hell was this 3 years ago? Like, you guys doing this for me kind of deal, right? I mean,
right,
if
right.
I was Justin Fields, I would be saying that same dang thing. Yep. And to your point that he looks good in Pittsburgh, yeah, he absolutely does look good in Pittsburgh. I think him and George Pickens are going to be a nice little combo moving forward. But as far as Caleb in Chicago, he has weapons. And like I said earlier in the show, the receiver they picked up out of University of Washington, Odunze, that guy,
oh, wow.
That combo yeah. could be something to watch in the future, man. That kid yep. is a stud. He catches everything. He's a great route runner,
everything.
Which is only going to benefit Caleb. Yeah, that's only going to benefit him. And then you got Keenan Allen there. That the veteran that can, you know, say, hey, try this yeah. next time. Let's look at doing this. So the table for Caleb to be successful is there. Now he just has to go out and do it and just be a professional. Worry about looking at tape, getting yep. coached, and maybe you coach him hard, you know, and work on fundamentals and footwork and that kind of stuff that people had some concerns with coming into all this, but it's stuff that can be cleaned up, that can be coached out of his system. So
absolutely.
We will see, you know, this first year, how it goes. The other thing that concerns me is what they're going to do with this coach, because if they don't get out the shoes
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
good enough.
Great
right?
point. Great point.
Okay, now you got another coach coming in, new coordinators, all that stuff. He has to relearn a system. If he wants to stay consistent, that team needs to get out the gate fairly well.
Yep.
I'm not saying get out the gate 6-0.
Look.
If you're 3-3, 4-2, okay. But if Caleb's gonna get into that system where he's going to have a new
yep.
coach every 3-4 years, then we're talking about we could be talking about Caleb Williams kind of being a bust.
This is the best. This is the best sports program I've heard all year, and I mean that sincerely. I could do this for hours, you guys. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to run my errand and try to catch the end of your program, guys. I'm
have
so
a super day, Barry. Appreciate
about.
Your call, man.
I'm
but
excited.
But like, hey, to your point, Mike Wilson, there's
yes.
been so much chaos in Chicago in general that it's been hard for
right.
anybody to do their job at the best of their ability. So great point on that. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting at you. You can get at us. We like the calls, people. Like, in all honesty, I'm just going to make this point to whoever is listening to us. At the end of the day, I think sports radio has gone in a direction that I'm not necessarily a huge fan of. And the reason is because it seems to me like the hosts these days feel like they have all the answers, and it feels like they think they know more than their callers, which, you know, to a certain degree we do. But here's the real truth, and I think Mike feels the same way I do. We do this because, first and foremost, we're sports nuts, and we have been doing this for a long, long time. In my case, it's damn near 30 years, maybe even more, actually. I think I got started in this business when I was about 17 years old. I got lucky back in the day. I don't know if I've ever told you this story, Mike, but back in the day, my high school had something called project involvement, which you could go and you could learn and experience things in the field that you maybe had some interest in. And I was really, really lucky that I got involved with television back in the day, and I worked for the station in Milwaukee growing up as a kid that was the station that handled the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Green Bay Packers, and I did a lot of the behind-the-scenes things for those hosts on those shows. And I learned a lot about the business. I learned that at one point I would like to be doing the hosting versus the person that's giving these people all the information behind the scenes. And, you know, they gave you a lot of credit. So I will give credit where credit is due. The people that were always there gave the people behind the scenes credit the same way that you and I do, and I appreciate Robert for putting us on each and every Sunday, because without him, there would be no Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. But my point is this, is that, you know, you do something, and you try to do it to the best of your ability. And my thought about how sports talk radio goes is it involves the listener. It involves you to participate. And that is how the Dorf on Sports radio extravaganza has always been. I have never thought that I am too good to take calls. No. It's actually quite the opposite. I really appreciate hearing from you, the sports fan. We all know that fan is short for something, and it's called a fanatic. And if you are not vocal about your sports team being a fanatic, well, there's something wrong with you. And I'm telling you right now, this is your outlet. This is your platform for you to speak your mind to us the way that you want to about how you feel about the world of sports or whatever the hell is on your mind, because whatever's on your mind is going to be on my mind and Mike's mind, because the truth is we do this for the people, by the people, and because of the people. So use that number, use our handles, and get at us as much as you'd like to. The phone number, once again, 1-800-878-7529. To me, it is about fan interaction. It is about the fans voicing their opinions. Mike and I have ideas. You have ideas as well. And I'll tell you right now, I have never been so high on my horse to say that I don't want to hear from a fan or a caller. I want to hear from the fans, and I want to hear from the callers. That's what makes the Dorfont Sports Radio Extravaganza different than most sports radio shows today. Hopefully I've made my point. And by the way, you can also get us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorfont Sports. All right, bro. Getting back into the football, let me ask you something. How big of
I did have something to say about your take, though.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. My bad. My bad. Go ahead, brother.
No. It's I have a couple of, well, I have one other kind of news thing that happened during the show. One is your boy Djokovic won the gold in tennis at the Olympics. He's won the gold. I don't think he dropped a set all tournament at the Olympics, so that's pretty impressive. Two, about your take, I absolutely agree with everything you said. Absolutely agree, because I looked at, you know, certain sportscasters, radio people, and it just seems like they're just after the hot take anymore, and they're not willing just to, you know, hey, I think this might happen, or this might happen. They're after clicks, kind of thing, right?
Yep.
And I sit there half the time, Andy, you and I sit there most of the time, and you're like, look, we think this is going to happen, but look, you just got to let it play out. And people these days don't want things, they don't want to wait to let things just play out. And because you can make a hot take in August about the NBA, about the NFL, college football, whatever it is, and half the population is going to go, you're off your rocker. How can you think that? Like, do you have critical thinking skills? Like, were you taught that in high school? Or, you know, so I sit there and I've grown tired of the hot takes. It's okay to be like, it's okay to agree with people. Like, yeah, I think Kansas City has a pretty damn good shot getting back to the Super Bowl. Why? Oh, I don't know. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Okay. End of take. And then you move on to something else. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in to the mix as well.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, everybody has opinions. Everybody has takes. But truth be told, as a sports journalist, your job is not to create news. Your job is to report the news, and then you can discuss right. And talk about the news that is actually happening at hand. So yeah, we just have a little bit of a different thought process here, and hopefully you people that listen to us on a regular, you can understand, you can appreciate where we're coming from. But the truth is, we love hearing from you people at 1-800-878-7529. And I love hearing from people on my X handle, which, by the way, I've gotten a bunch more followers over the past couple of weeks, and I appreciate that. So keep spreading the word about Dorfont Sports. Spread the word about Pigskin Opinion as well. And then, obviously, on Facebook, it's Dorfont Sports, and IG, it's The Real Dorfont Sports there. Okay, man, speaking of real, I want to get back into some Olympic talk with you, because I do like the feel-good stories, and you mentioned one that I kind of just kind of forgot about, which was Katie Ledecky and what she's done at this Olympics. Did you see that race where she literally was like, like a length ahead of everybody? You know, I was watching the great men's swimmer Leon. He is very impressive too. The four gold medals. I think it's the first time anybody's done that since Michael Phelps did it at the 2000. I believe he did it twice at the four and the eight games. So and it's cool watching. See, like that's the other part, bro. It was really cool seeing Michael Phelps in the stands, like really appreciating the greatness of all these other people that are in the pool right now. And then, dude, I sort of had this thought. Yeah, but I had this thought in my head as I was watching it. And I don't know if you were thinking the same thing or not, but I was sitting there saying to myself, you know what? I bet you Michael Phelps could still win this stuff. Like, and it's like crazy to think, but it's crazy to think that. But dude, I have never in my life seen anybody attack the water the way that he attacked the water. And that's the way I would describe it when you talk about Michael Phelps and how he used to grace us in the pool. He would attack that water, man. And he would just cut right through it like nobody I have ever seen in my life. But to me, that is what is special about the Olympics, when you see the former great Olympians there in support of the current people that are giving it their all. Like, to me, Mike, that is cool. That is special. That is something that I hope people see. And maybe they view it different, but that's the way that he's appreciating what he's seeing in that pool. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Oh, absolutely. That was cool. And just, you know, you take these people like a Michael Phelps, and they show him at the event, and he's cheering them on. And, you know, he's like, it's almost like Andy, he looks at this like, this is what all this Olympic competition is about. You know, it's not about him. It's about these athletes. It's about looking at these people at the peak of their athletic ability, their performance, and just appreciating it. You and I talk about all the time about appreciating greatness. And I think that's what Michael Phelps, that's what Phelps is doing. He's appreciating the greatness that he sees in a pool. And I'm absolutely with you. I'm sure he thought, I can get that pool, whoop that guy's butt, you know, I could win a couple more medals, you know, kind of deal. But he doesn't, because he knows his time has passed, and it's time, you know, we talk about passing the torch, right? And he's passed the torch on to this new generation of swimmers. You know, Ledecky is getting up there in years as well. I mean, they asked her about the LA games in 4 years, and she's like, well, we'll take it day by day, year by year, and kind of thing. And I personally think she's going to be swimming in the LA Olympics and then kind of bow out after that. But all these past Olympians, they know what greatness is. They know how to appreciate it because they showed it. And they just love cheering greatness on. And it's just so good to see, because you don't see it really out of anything else in our society, that cheering other people on that were great. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of that, we would be remiss if we don't mention somebody else, okay? And that is the greatness, the GOAT of Simone Biles. And you mentioned the reason I want to get this in is because you just mentioned about Katie Ledecky going to the 28 games in L.A., Man, oh man, how unbelievable would it be to see Simone Biles at like 31 competing in the LA Games in 2028? Honestly, bro, I would love to see it, but she can walk away being the GOAT, being the greatest of all time, if she were to do that after this Olympics. So we will have to see what she does in 4 years as well.
You know what? And with that being said, you know, seeing what happened to Simone Biles in the Tokyo Games and her taking care of her mental health, that's done so much for athletes, and just dealing with the pressures and all that kind of stuff that they have to deal with. And she's proven if you take care of your mental health, good things happen.
Talk about being a breath of fresh air and so inspirational. Simone Biles, you've done that for young girls, young people, anybody. Look at her and just take away what she's done. It's absolutely right. Impressive as all hell. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
For the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, real quick before we get out of here, you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Party shot just goes out to all of the Olympic athletes. They've put on a great show. I've enjoyed watching it. It's fun to see all these different athletes from across the planet congregate in one place and put their best efforts forward. I'm enjoying the Paris Olympics. I'm going to enjoy them till the end, and then we wait around another 4 years for this to happen again in Los Angeles. but it's been a great show so far.
I don't disagree, and I'm going to piggyback you on the parting shot to a certain degree, and I'm going to just say, look, you know, this happens every 4 years. These people work their tails off to go out and perform to the highest level, to the best of their ability, to represent their countries in the best possible way. I've seen some good stuff. I've seen some negative stuff. And mainly, honestly, in a weird way, the negative stuff I've seen has actually been somewhat on the tennis court, which kind of makes me a little bit upset because you know how near and dear tennis is to my heart as I play just about every single day. It's the game I truly love. But ultimately, go out there and do your best job. You are there to represent your country, and that's what it's all about in general. But truth be told, this has been an awesome, awesome Olympics, at least in my opinion. And I'm watching games that I've never watched before to a certain degree, which I think is kind of cool. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm going to say peace. We'll talk to you guys next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
What?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.